some of the specific things I should be doing. Like you mentioned, the 3 days, I'm assuming food and water, should that be stuff I need power for, not power for? What are some of the other ways I could prepare for, let's say, a tornado comes through Warren County?
A tornado is going to look significantly different than just a storm coming through and we lose power. So with a tornado, let's say your home is gone, that is going to put you in a different scenario where Red Cross is going to come in and offer you some opportunities for assistance, and you can take them or leave them. Sometimes people utilize family instead of Red Cross because it might be a little bit more personal. In an event of a huge tornado, Red Cross would probably come in and set up a shelter, and we would house you and feed you and get you the resources you need to get back on your feet and get that home taken care of.
If I'm a parent and I have a child or a small family that I would like to prepare for, what are some of the steps I should take in putting together a plan in place for either some younger kids to help understand or older kids? What should I do in order to come up with that plan?
So if we're talking, maybe let's talking about an evacuation plan for your house. Where are the points of that you're going to meet your child, and where's a secondary point that you're going to meet a child? Do they have a neighbor that they can go to in the event of an emergency and you are not home? Do they have access to a phone or someone who can call 911 for them? Evacuation, really working on getting out of the home in a safe manner. And if you have one primary way, what's a secondary way? Say that one way is blocked and you can't get out, what's the secondary way? And to really highlight going through that with them, not just saying, this is what would happen, here's where you should go. Put them in kind of a stressful situation and say, hey, we're just going to pretend this is happening. Now, what would you do? And let them try it out. Let them lead themselves. And then at the end of it, you can offer some critique or say, hey, you did a great job there. Maybe let's try to do it this way now. Just getting them comfortable with a possible scenario.
My dad always used to do it at like 2 a.m. and my sister and I would sleep right through them. So we probably wouldn't have been the best for that. But as far as, you know, we're not going to learn everything we can in this interview. There's plenty of resources out there, either from your office or big national resources. Where can I go to learn more about coming up with a plan, what I should do in the case of an emergency, that type of thing? Where should I go and where should I look?
Yeah, so ready.iowa.gov is a great website. They have plans that you can do. They have resources that you can utilize. They have games where you can interact with your children to help build that resiliency in and that knowledge so that it's not so scary when things happen.